I feel like a happy new year is in order for you today. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now, if this is your first time here, I just want you to know my voice doesn't normally sound this way. I have been recovering from a sinus infection, and so let's just keep it real, right? As we move into 2025. Now, today, I really wanted to talk about something that I think can hinder your emotional and physical healing this year because I care about the state of your heart. And that's why I'm talking about this today. Because as we head into 2025, there's one thing I see time and time again that keeps people from experiencing true emotional and physical healing. I'm just going to give it to you right off the bat. It's a lack of self-awareness and responsibility for what we can control, the things that we have agency over. And I'm going to get into that today in this episode. And with it being the new year, I just want to remind you that this is a safe space. And I just want to remind you that as we talk about sometimes these hard things or things that maybe we never thought of before, I want you to know that life doesn't always have to feel this hard because I believe with the right support, you can break free from negative thought patterns and silence your inner critic, where you can become self-aware, where you don't feel like you're stuck or stagnant. And I think that's important. And I know you might have some of these thought patterns yourself. Maybe you constantly think about, how can I just stop worrying about everything? Why do I keep making the same mistakes? Will I ever be free from this pain? And I think a big one is, why can't I say no without feeling guilty or feeling like I have to please people? Well, when you're looking for support, I know how important it is that to find somebody that understands what you're going through, that understands thought patterns and strategies for what's holding you back. And not just because there's somebody that's certified to teach them, but because they have lived through it. And that's really why I'm here. I've been where you're standing, and I can understand the pain and the confusion you feel. And I've really dedicated my education, my career to helping women like you overcome those negative thought patterns to regain control of your life. And so it's your turn. Let's get to the bottom of what is holding you back. Book a free 20-minute consultation by going to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching. Or easy way is to pause wherever you're listening to this, head to the show notes and click the direct link to book a consultation. Now, with that being said, I'm really excited to dive into this topic about self-awareness and responsibility. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. We can't heal what is concealed. In my work as a Christian mental health coach and trauma-informed coach, one of the first steps I help my clients with is help them to grow in self-awareness. Why? Because you cannot change what you're unwilling to confront. And you can't confront what you've buried deep inside. Now, sometimes I will work with a client and they might say, I know these things. I know these things. I know these things. But what's hard is they might know these things, meaning maybe some root issues, some triggers and things like that. They might know them, but they're unwilling to go to the next step and confront them. Ephesians 5:13 says, "But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light." I always love this passage of scripture because it's really about this honesty and the truth always coming out. When we allow God's truth to really shine kind of in those dark places and corners of our hearts, He reveals areas where we need healing and where we've been holding on to unhealthy patterns. Sometimes when I'm talking with my coaching clients, I'll often say that God is knocking at the door of your heart that you're unwilling to confront. And sometimes we're looking for God, and sometimes He's saying, "I'm over here. Will you allow me to come into this place of your heart?" And sometimes that comes with a belief that you're not good enough, that you don't deserve God's love, or that you're really working through it. Because what I've seen in my coaching practice is really this disconnect between knowing and receiving. It's a head and a heart. Most of my clients know God's love, but we work through that process of really receiving it and also experiencing it and looking for the goodness and not looking at God as somebody that's just waiting to do them harm or doesn't want them to have a blessed life or anything like that. But maybe for you, it is those feelings of not good enough. Maybe it is resentment you've held on to for years, or maybe it's just a pattern of blaming others for your circumstances. Whatever it is, it can be hiding and it will keep you stuck. The thing about myself is for, I would say, most of my 20s, probably mid-20s, I remember having this revelation with the Lord. And I just, you know, kept saying like, well, it's because of this person and what they did to me. This is why I can't do this. And it's because of my upbringing and I wasn't taught this. And I realized that so much of my circumstances and my emotions and my feelings and my pain were just being dictated by everybody else. And everybody else seemed to be the blame for my pain. And I just remember the Lord just kindly saying to me in so many words, like, you can learn new things. You don't have to continue to, you know, carry that pain or look at it that way. Like, this is a new opportunity. And really what He was saying is, hey, it's time to take responsibility for your reactions. Because what I realized is that the blame is what keeps us stuck. Here's the thing. When we constantly point fingers at others, our spouse, our parents, our boss, and even God, we can really lose sight of the power we do have to make changes. And that mindset can lead to a cycle of self-pity and victimhood, where we begin to feel powerless and overwhelmed because we've allowed everybody else to dictate how we should feel. Proverbs 19:3 says, "A person's own folly leads to their ruin, yet their heart rages against the Lord." And I think sometimes it's a tough truth to swallow, to digest, because sometimes, I say this with so much kindness, we are the ones standing in our own way. Our own beliefs, our own perspectives is what's causing us to feel stuck. So taking responsibility doesn't mean everything is your fault. It means choosing to respond differently to your circumstances, no matter who or what caused them. And I think that's the biggest thing that I work through with my coaching clients is this differentiation between taking responsibility for yourself, your reactions, your words, your language, to make sure that you're not compounding the pain and then expressing your pain and hurting others around you. Let's take a look at just the man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5. Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" And I think for a lot of us, it can seem like such a strange question. Like, of course, he would want it to be healed, right? Like, why wouldn't he? But Jesus was really calling him I think, to a level of responsibility. Like, do you want this? And I kind of love this option that he had the option. Like, Jesus gave him the option. Do you want to be made well? And he could have said yes or no. So instead of focusing on how others didn't help him into the pool, Jesus invited him to look inward and take action for himself. He said, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. So when we blame others or stay in this mindset of like self-pity, I think we miss the opportunity to experience the healing God wants to bring. And sometimes that's that level of self-awareness, because I often say this, our pain wants someone to blame. It wants something to blame. It is hard to look at ourselves and say, what have I done in this situation? And to not feel that condemnation when we can really look at it as conviction and a way out and freedom, because that's what conviction is. Jesus leads us to a way out into the freedom. So when I help my coaching clients take responsibility for their choices in their process of healing and all the things that they've experienced and gone through, I like to say it's called agency. It's a belief that you have the power to change your response to circumstances, even if you can't change the circumstances themselves. For example, if someone hurt you deeply, taking responsibility doesn't mean you're excusing their behavior. It means choosing how you will respond, whether through forgiveness, setting boundaries, and seeking help to heal. Self-awareness is a starting point for healing. It's not the end point. It's always a starting point. So when we grow in self-awareness, we can begin to notice patterns like in our thinking, in our feeling, in our action. And so we can ask ourselves these three questions. Why do I feel this way? What triggered this reaction? What can I do differently next time? It's kind of like peeling back the layers of an onion. I know we use that analogy a lot, but it's hard work. And like an onion, it might make you cry, but it's worth it. It's freeing. There's something about the healing process that requires self-awareness and responsibility at the same time. Agency, responsibility, again, over the things that we have agency over, which is ourself, our thoughts, our minds, our actions. And so when we look at this, even from a mental health perspective, self-awareness empowers us to take agency. Research shows that when we're more aware of our emotions, we're better able to regulate them and make healthier choices. The analogy I like to use with that is it's kind of like when we're in a conscious thought, meaning we're consciously, actively thinking, I'm upset about this. It's in that moment that our thoughts kind of become like Play-Doh, where they are more pliable. We can form them. And that's where Romans 12:2 comes in, because it talks about renewing our minds. If we're not consciously thinking about something, we can't actively renew it. So let's just say you're feeling angry or frustrated in your marriage. It's easy to point the finger and say, only if my spouse would change, then I'd be happier. But self-awareness might reveal that your anger is rooting in an unmet expectation or a fear of vulnerability. There's a lot of things in there that is the outward response is, if my husband or my spouse could change, I'd be happier. That's the outward response. But really deep down, there's something rooted in that is actually going on inside of you. Our emotions and physical health are deeply connected. So when we avoid confronting our feelings or take a victim stance, it can affect our bodies, like chronic illness, which I personally have suffered, unresolved anger, bitterness. It leads to physical symptoms, headaches, stomach issues, and things like that. One scripture, Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." I'm going to read that again. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Our emotional health has a direct impact on our physical health. So when you want to think about that number one thing that can hinder your healing this year, it's really blame. Okay, let's just overall blame, but the healing that can come with responsibility, working through forgiveness, working through boundaries, and that level of self-awareness when you're reacting and getting to that point of understanding your beliefs and how you got there, which is what I do so much with my coaching clients. It's not a straight path. It's definitely not easy, but it begins with self-awareness and a willingness to confront what's holding you back. You don't have to do it alone. God is with you every step of the way. And if you need a coach or somebody to walk alongside you, I am here for you. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching or wherever you're listening to this, go to the show notes, click the link and book a free 20-minute consultation. This year, let's commit to partnering with God to heal what you've hidden. Take responsibility for what you can control and move forward with courage and grace. I'll leave you with this. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God is faithful to help you grow and heal, but it starts with saying yes to the work he's inviting you into. Until next time, friend, keep untangling your thoughts and leaning on God. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.